From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Saudi-owned Pan Arabic Television is reporting an explosion at a checkpoint outside the Prophet's Mosque in the Saudi city of Medina. The mosque is the burial site of Muhammad, the founder of Islam, who died in 632 AD. Earlier Monday, the Saudi Interior Ministry said a suicide bomber blew himself up near the U.S. consulate in the western city of Jeddah. The U.S. embassy reported no casualties or injuries among its staff. The attacks came as the month-long Islamic observance of Ramadan comes to a close. The death toll from Sunday's suicide bombing in Baghdad is rising as bodies are being recovered from the blast rubble. Iraqi officials said Monday at least 151 were killed. The Islamic State group claimed responsibility for the attack, saying it targeted Shiites. The truck bomb went off in a busy shopping area in Baghdad's Karada district. At least 200 people were wounded. Investigators are questioning some of the hostages who were rescued from last week's attack on a restaurant in the Bangladeshi capital, Dhaka. The attack left 20 patrons and two police officers dead. Officials say 5 of the 13 hostages rescued are being held by authorities. It is not clear if the 5 are suspects or if they are being questioned simply because they could provide information. More than 2 weeks of torrential rain and flooding in southern and eastern China has left more than 200 people dead or missing. Authorities are reporting extensive property damage and more than $7 billion in crop losses. China's official Xinhua news agency says 17 million people in Hebei and Anhui provinces have been affected. This is VOA News. The Xinhua news agency says a former Chinese presidential aide has been sentenced to life in prison for accepting bribes, illegally obtaining state secrets, and abusing his authority. Lin Jihua said he would not appeal the decision that was delivered by the court in the northern port city of Tianjin. Ling was once led the ruling Communist Party's general office under former President Hu Jintao, a position comparable to the U.S. president's chief of staff. Ling's political downfall began in 2012 when he was allegedly involved in the cover-up of his son's death in a speeding Ferrari. The body of a University of Wisconsin student who went missing shortly after he arrived in Italy for an exchange program was recovered Monday. The body of 19-year-old Bo Solomon was found in the River Tiber in an incident in which police have not ruled out homicide. An autopsy will be carried out to determine the cause of Solomon's death. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is in Uganda to begin a tour of sub-Saharan Africa. The tour marks the 1976 hostage rescue mission in Uganda in which his brother was killed. Mr. Netanyahu landed at Entebbe International Airport, where Israeli commandos rescued more than 100 passengers and crew of a hijacked Air France airliner in 1976. The only fatality Israeli forces suffered in the raid was Jonathan Netanyahu, the prime minister's older brother. The prime minister flies to Kenya later in the day and will also visit Ethiopia and Rwanda during his 4-day trip. Millions of Americans are celebrating the country's 240th anniversary of independence from Britain. Celebrations include traditional fireworks, parades, concerts, and barbecues. Security has been enhanced in Washington, New York City, and Chicago, where hundreds of thousands of people gather annually to watch fireworks, listen to music, and have picnics. The presumptive U.S. presidential candidates, Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Hillary Clinton, are nearing the time when they will have to select their vice presidential running mates. With the Republican National Nominating Convention set to start in 2 weeks and the Democratic Convention a week later, both candidates are narrowing their lists of possibilities. Several U.S. political analysts say Republican Trump's top choices are former Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives Newt Gingrich and New Jersey Governor Chris Christie. Analysts say Clinton has a wide list of possible choices. Virginia Senator Tim Kaine, Senator Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts, Sherrod Brown of Ohio, Cory Booker of New Jersey, Labor Secretary Thomas Perez, and Housing Secretary Julian Castro. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.